What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms.
And we say good morning to everybody across the country. It is Josh Grisham live on My 100.1, and this morning brings a very special interview that I've been waiting patiently for, and the wait was driving me nuts because I've got such a talent. The young lady on the line with me this morning. She is an incredible television and screen presence who instantly elevates any cast that she's a part of. Recognized by Sin Euphoria, the Leo Awards, the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films, and the Scream Awards, her career has been on the rise since the early 2000s. You may know her as Lori Grimes from AMC's The Walking Dead, also known for her great work on Colony and The Council of Dads, and most recently, The Company You Keep. Please welcome the amazing Sarah Wayne Callies. Welcome to the show.
Hey, that was like the most amazing introduction of my entire life. Thank you.
Yeah, young lady, I try very, very much. And Sarah, as I told you, this is just an absolute treat. I know you've got a very busy tour this morning. But, you know, the cool thing is I want to add to your accolades a little bit because you're an amazing actress, but also a writer, director, and producer. And not known to me until this morning, a producer of podcasts. And I'm talking about Aftershock. That's pretty cool.
Well, thank you so much. I wore a lot of hats on that one. I wrote every episode. I directed them. I'm acting in it, cast it, produced it. That's sometimes what it takes to get like a kind of the project of your heart together. You just kind of got to do as much as you possibly can. And I have learned a whole heck of a lot in the process.
I bet you have. And, you know, when it comes to podcasts, I mean, it's just a by proxy an extension of the medium, and it just allows you to walk a different path, dabble into some different levels of creativity for yourself. I just got to ask, I mean, were you kind of a tech enthusiast before going down this road in podcast? Did you talk to some friends, some family members? What made you decide to take this leap?
Well, you know, a couple of things. The first one is actually a throwback. I remembered Orson Welles' War of the Worlds.
Oh, man, yes.
The radio show. And the one that made people all over the world legitimately think that the aliens had landed.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's an interesting power of audio. And, you know, look, we're in a world where I was born the year that the first Star Wars came out. And I absolutely love it. And I'll always love it. But every time I watch it, and I do watch it on VHS because I've still got one.
Right on.
I sit down with my kids and they go, oh, my God, these special effects are awful. And I'm like, this was the top of the line. And so when I'm creating a podcast, you know, we've got some big special effects, right? The very first episode, an earthquake levels Los Angeles. People have got to get out there. And a new island rises up out of the ocean, 12, 13 miles off the coast. Those are giant special effects. And what a radio drama allows us to do, an audio drama, a podcast, which is basically a TV show with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
It allows us to have somebody's own imagination create those special effects and create that story. And so it's never going to go out of fashion because every time you listen to it, you hear that door creak open and your mind fills in the scary thing on the other side of it. You hear someone talk about a beautiful sunrise. And your mind goes back to, oh, man, that time we were in Baja and my brain is going to fill in this beautiful sunset here. And so we're kind of engaging with the listeners to say, hey, you get to be the special effects artist here. And now we're going to tell a story together.
And the cool thing about this is, and this will be kind of an inside joke and a little bit funny as well. When you do something like this, the internet community cannot go online and pick you apart for bad CGI in this respect, right?
That's very true. I hadn't thought about that, but there will be critics for all kinds of things. And I get a kick out of reading both our 5-star reviews and our 1-star reviews. I'm not somebody who usually reads them, but my producers will send them to me sometimes and go, hey, you're going to love this. but it allows us to take big swings, right, as a storyteller. And I've spent a lot of time in my career with the great good fortune to tell other people's stories. And this is a story I really wanted to tell. Season one is very much, you know, a question of what would westward expansion look like if we told it from the perspective of women and people of color? And there's new land, who goes and why? What are we running from? What are we running towards? What are we trying to create? What are we trying to break down? By the end of season one, every character has blood on their hands. So season two, we get to explore these questions of what does atonement look like? What does apology look like? What does forgiveness look like? When we've done unforgivable things, what do we do next? And well, those are questions I'm really curious to explore right now.
And you've got a strong lead with your character, a lot of mystery, a lot of intrigue, grand world building. And I've got to ask, you have got some serious names attached to this podcast. when it comes to Mr. Harbor, and then obviously your fellow Walking Dead alumnus, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who is busy up there in New York City these days. How did those conversations come to pass? And was it an easy yes for the fellows to get attached to this for you?
Well, you know, look, I've known Dave since before anybody else knew Dave. We went to college together.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, you know, he was a couple of years ahead of me, and I got to the drama department and everyone was like, you got to see this guy's work. And we did some stuff together. And I thought, oh, he's for real. This is one of the best actors I've ever worked with. And, you know, we lost touch, and then we bumped into each other at a San Diego Comic-Con a couple of years back, and we got back in touch. And any job like this, any labor of love where there's, you know, there's not money involved in any way that's going to, you know, change anybody's life. You can buy a pizza or two kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You're pitching in because you want to help out your friends. And because you know that someday you're going to make the same call. You're going to say, hey, I've got this independent film and I want you to come, whatever. I want you to come run my craft service. I want you to come act in it. I want you to come produce it, whatever you want.
Yeah.
And so I think we all know that's how the projects in your heart get made. And Jeff was kind enough to come on board. You know, we never worked together on Walking Dead, but obviously we've got a lot of overlap. I worked with his wife, Hillary Burton, on Council of Dads. Everybody was kind enough to sort of go, yeah, man, no problem. Also, you know, the ask is, do you want to come to work in your pajamas? I can set you up so you can do it in your garage. I need 5 hours of your time. That's a smaller ask than, hey, would you come play this role for me? And by the way, I need you to lose 50 pounds and learn a British accent and shoot in Siberia for 6 months.
Oh, so hopefully, so much better.
I didn't put people through too much, but they were hugely, hugely kind. And I owe them all. I owe a lot of favors after this.
Would you say something like this? I mean, obviously, you know, the challenge is there. It gives you a chance to just branch out, let your hair down and just be whoever you want to be and set that scene however you want to set it. Now that you're doing this and you're behind the mic and you're doing the podcast, I got to ask, let's say somebody comes and listens to this on iHeart, right? And they're like, Sarah, you're doing this podcast and you're knocking out of the park. You're so amazing. I want you to come and I want you to start doing some voice work for video games. Is there any other medium that's attached to the microphone that you would say yes to doing in a heartbeat now that you're doing these podcasts?
Ah, interesting. Yeah, I would. The audio world is fascinating, and it's one that it's the same muscles as acting on camera, but they're in different places. That's a really terrible metaphor. I don't know. It's it's the same job, but it's different. And I'll tell you the one thing that I can't handle in life or in my career is boredom. And every time I do new, I'm learning more. So yeah, bring it on. The audio space is really exciting.
That is cool. And I got to ask, I mean, obviously this is a natural question. Season two, how far do you see Aftershock going? And could there be a push down the road, possibly with your connections in Hollywood and or otherwise, that this could be maybe a limited TV series or potentially go all the way up to the top and become a movie all its own? Where do you see it going? Kind of what would your ambitions be with Aftershock?
Well, I'll tell you, I know how it ends. And so I, you know, we are moving towards, you know, I started this thing with a beginning, middle, and end. We're in the middle. I know the end point. I have talked to some of my, my co-creators about this, about maybe doing some little, like almost one-off 3 or 4 episode minis around some of the smaller characters that we had, you know, like season one, we've got Sean and John Tibbs. They're around for a few episodes. They did brilliant work, Austin Emilio and Michael O'Neill. And, you know, thought about like, well, maybe there's an opportunity to do 5 or 6 episodes, 3 or 4, whatever, something about where they were the day of the quake and how they got to the island. That could be an interesting story to tell. So there are things we can build out within that universe. You know, what's the story of Wayne's first 12 hours of the quake? There's some really interesting places we could go there. You know, in terms of its life afterwards, I can't really put my head towards that. if somebody came to me and said, we want to make a TV show out of this, what I would hope is that they don't say, we want to buy it and kick you off of it and have, you know, J.J. Abrams take over. J.J.'s brilliant, but I don't necessarily want to hand him my baby. I would only hope that if somebody wants to make this on a larger scale, it's a collaborative process where we add a couple more voices. I would love to have more than one writer on this project. Writing every word myself has been, I bit off a little more than I could chew. And I'm, of course, always panicked that I've forgotten something and the audience is going to be like, oh my God, you moron, this person's supposed to be dead. Why did you write them into this scene? Which is possible. I don't know.
You could treat it.
But yeah,
I was going to say,
I want to stay involved. Yes, sir. What's that?
I was going to say, you could totally treat it like a soap opera, because you know, there, growing up with soap operas myself, all my children, General Hospital, nobody ever really stays dead. Everybody always comes back to life. You could adopt that with this.
That's myself. If I back myself into a corner, I'll be like, hey, Josh said that I could just soap opera this and it'll all be fine.
Oh, you know what? I'm getting the wrap time. I got to respect everybody on the rest of the tour, because I know you're a very busy lady. Sarah, I just got to say, it's an absolute honor, young lady. Whether you're podcasting, whether you're writing books, TV, film, I am going to follow you. I appreciate everything that you've given us in your career. And I just know that anything you attach yourself to, it's going to be great. And I can't wait to follow all of it. I appreciate the time so much.
Thank you. You have a really, really great day. Take good care.